Have you ever noticed that to develop the ability to speak clearly, human beings need to first be able to hear well? Someone who is deaf or very hard of hearing almost always has difficulty articulating his words, especially if his hearing impediment is from birth. And in a court of law, in order to give valid testimony, you must have seen or heard something clearly. Otherwise, your testimony is deemed unreliable and inadmissible. And over again in the Gospels, Jesus shows us that the blind must see, the deaf must hear, and the mute must speak. He spends an awful lot of time clearing people's ears and taking cataracts off their eyes and loosening their tongues. And in a physical sense, God does want us to hear and see and speak, for that is how He made us. And that is why He, even today, at times, miraculously heals people. But God also wants us to see and hear and speak in a spiritual sense, and that is why He calls us all to conversion of heart and mind and body. So if God wills it, if He wants it, why is it that we don't hear, see, and speak clearly about the matters of our faith? Why don't we get out there and evangelize the world? That word evangelization is scary, isn't it? We don't feel up to the task. But don't be afraid. This new evangelization is a mutual responsibility of yours and mine, the laity and the clergy, as the Second Vatican Council so clearly taught. Pope John Paul I called for this evangelization on the day he died in 1978, and Pope John Paul II took up that call and carried it forward for 27 years, and so has Pope Benedict XVI. We deacons and priests and bishops are always being challenged to go out and share the gospel with the world, but we simply cannot accomplish this task alone. We need you, the laity, to work with us, the clergy, and put ourselves into this task. So you might be wondering where you can start. Today's gospel would suggest that we need to start with our ears. We simply have to hear better than we do. Our hearing will lead to obedience and service. So in a sense, we all need spiritual hearing aids. We need to find in some way to amplify God's voice in our lives. We've got to hear before we can speak. So what are some of those hearing aids? Here's one. It is the Scriptures. It is God's Word. We've got to study it. We've got to listen to it. We've got to pray over it. Here is a second. It is the Catechism. Don't be afraid of the size of this book, for it is not meant to be read from cover to cover, but rather to be available in every home, so that should you have a question of your faith, you can go and read and find the answer. And here is a third spiritual hearing aid. It is you and I, gathered at this place, around this altar, and in front of this amble. We need to be at Mass every Sunday, and to hear the words of the Scriptures read and proclaimed, and to hear the homily. We've got to know our faith, faith which is a gift that comes from hearing God's word of truth. In the Gospel today, Jesus first opened that man's ears, and then He loosed his tongue. Jesus will do the same for you if you let Him touch you. So listen, reflect, read, and pray. After our ears have been cleared, then we need to work on our eyes. We need to remove the cataracts by looking squarely at God, for He will remove them. And there are two simple ways you might try. First, for every hour you spend in front of your computer or TV screen, spend 5 minutes looking up into the sky and into the hills and across the river and try to take in God's creation. Creation is not God, but it does reflect His grandeur. And secondly, spend 1 hour a month in front of the Eucharist at a holy hour. If you do so, I guarantee your life will change. Look at God in the Eucharist. Finally, after opening our ears and clearing our eyes, we need to loosen our tongues. In other words, we need to speak to others about what we have heard and what we have seen. The word is witness. And we need to witness to others. And when we do, we need to speak boldly, speaking with confidence. And as the gospel today would indicate, we need to speak with joy. How can we do this in simple ways? Here are several. Pray out loud before every meal, both at home and in restaurants. Refuse to say the words God or Jesus unless you are praying or blessing something. Wear a symbol of your Catholic faith, such as a cross. Cast your vote after you have been informed by the teachings of the Church, especially in regards to abortion, marriage, and war. My friends, it is up to us now to speak the words that Jesus spoke. It is up to us now to give witness, to testify before the world to the truth of God's love and justice. For we are the eyes and ears of Jesus today. We are his voice, and we must speak with confidence and with joy. Do not be afraid to welcome Christ into your life. Do not be afraid to accept his power. Do not be afraid. And as Isaiah said, be strong, fear not. And as blessed Pope John Paul II said early in his papacy, open wide the doors of your life to Jesus.